Yes, hallelujah. We're so thankful to be here this morning and just for the opportunity to worship the living God. Amen? And I tell you what, I believe the presence of God is going to fill this house. I believe he's already here touching people, and I believe his presence is just going to fill this house as you worship and as you give him your all. We're going to have a fulfilling day today with God's goodness all around us. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's step into praise and worship this morning.
Amen. Let's just worship him this morning. I'm ready. You ready?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Woo.
As the Spirit was moving over the water, Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us, come rest on us. As the Spirit was moving over the water, Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us, come rest on us. Calm down, Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me. Calm down, Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me. Spirit was moving over the water. Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. As the Spirit was moving over the water. Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. Gates, let heaven on in. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. Fire and wind, come and do it again. Open up the gates, let heaven on in. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. Come down, Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me. Calm down, Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me. Holy Spirit, room. You're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me. Calm down, Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me.
One thing, the same God that never fails will not fail me now. He won't fail me now in the waiting. The same God who's never late is working all things out, working all things out. Yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley. Yes, I will bless your name. Yes, I will sing for joy when my heart is heavy all my days. Oh, yes, I will. I count on one thing, the same God that never fails will not fail me now. You won't fail me now and in the waiting. The same God who's never late is working all things out. You're working all things out. Yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley. Yes, I will bless your name. Yes, I will sing for joy when my heart is heavy all my days. Oh, yes, I will for all my days. Oh, yes. Choose to praise, to glorify, glorify the name of all names. Nothing can stand against, and I choose to praise, to glorify, glorify the name of all names. Nothing can stand against, and I choose to praise, to glorify, glorify the name of all names. Nothing can stand against, and I choose to praise, to glorify, glorify the name of all names. Nothing can stand against. Yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley. Yes, I will bless your name. Yes, I will sing for joy when my heart is heavy all my days. Oh, yes, I will for all my days. Oh, yes, I will for all.
Lord, we praise you. You are worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. None like you, Jesus.
Don't you tell me can't do it. Don't you tell me Supposed to tell this last week, and I wasn't obedient, and I thought, God, I'm not going to do it again. But I work at the plaza on Fridays, and God kept dealing with me the whole day to go get chocolate. And I know that sounds so trivial, and I forgot it twice. He reminded me two times. And I said, okay, God, I'm going to go get this chocolate. Well, I got in the plaza, and I just started giving it to the mothers for Mother's Day. And when I handed this lady this piece of chocolate, she got real emotional. And I didn't think nothing about it. And when she left, she's like, honey, can I talk to you? And I said, yeah. And she said, 11 years ago, she said, I lost my daughter. And she said, I've never been able to acknowledge a Mother's Day since then. But when you handed me that piece of chocolate, it made me acknowledge Mother's Day. God can take a piece of chocolate and make a miracle out of it.
Amen. Amen.
Oh,
seen families reunited. I've seen prodigals return. Yes, I know that He can do it. Yes, I know that He can do it. I've seen troubled souls delivered. I've seen addicts finally free. Yes, I know that He can do it. Yes, I know. Yes, I know that He can do it. Yes, I know that He can do it. We'll see glory fill the nation like the world has never seen. Yes, I know that He can do it. Yes, I know that He can. And I believe You're the wonder-working God. You're the wonder-working God. All the miracles I've seen, it's too good to not believe. You're the wonder-working God, and You heal because You love. All the miracles I've seen, it's too good to not believe. It's too good to not believe. It's too good.
Yeah.
Never let go, never let go, never let go. You pull me in close, pull me in close, pull me in close. You never let go, never let go, never let go. You pull me in close, pull me in close, pull me in close.
There's some people in here that just don't understand the love that God has for them. The love that He has for you is so unconditional that nobody could explain it. But if you were to press in to who He is, He promises in His word that He will show you again and again and again. Everything that you have been through in your past, He was there with you. And He loves you. There is nothing that you've done or can do to take that away from Him.
You never let go, never let go, never let go. You pull me in close, pull me in close, pull me in close. You never let go, never let go, never let go. You pull me in close, pull me in close, pull me in close. Never let go, never let go, never let go. You pull me in close, pull me in close, pull me in close. You never let go, never let go, never let go. You pull me in close, pull me in close, pull me in close. Even in my darkest hour, when the fire is all around, God, you have never left me. You were good, you were good. Even in my darkest hour, when the fire is all around, God, you have never left me. You were good, you were good. You never let go. You pull me in close.
Pull me in close. Pull me in close.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Never let go, never let go, never let go.
Jesus. You pull me in close, pull me in close, pull me in close. Hallelujah. Lord, we acknowledge you that you are the one that has never let us go. That, Lord God, you always come after us. Lord God, you always are there to pick us up when we stumble and we fall. In the darkest moments that we thought we were all alone and not worthy of anything, you were the one that reached down and pulled us up. Lord, we give you glory today. And we thank you. We thank you that you fought for us when we didn't fight for ourselves. We thank you that you loved us when we couldn't love ourselves. Lord God, we thank you that you saw value in us when we thought we were nothing. Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Holy name, Jesus.
Single person in here, Lord God, eyes on you, nobody else, Lord God, burn in us like a fire. Nobody can stop the days that are coming, but we can be who you've called us to be in these days coming, Lord God, and we can be your voice, we can be your hands, we can be your feet. We're your witnesses that walk the earth. We're your witnesses that can tell them of your goodness and your mercies. So burn like a fire in us, Lord God. Because I know fires do lots of things. Sometimes we only think about fire destroying. Yep. Burn up in me what's not of you. Destroy within me what's not of you. And let the newness, since that oldness has just been burned away, let you sprout up in me even more. Burn like a fire. Make us want you. Help us to, Lord God, see that you are the way, you are the truth, you are the light. That what is coming, you are the answer. You've always been the answer. Lord God, in every heart burn like a fire today. I know the enemy's trying. I know it. I can sense it, that there's a battle going on in the heavenlies right now. over top of your people, because some people are still not wanting to believe that you're as good as you are, because the enemy has just played out in their life. But you know what, God? And they've done things on their own that they're not proud of, and they wish they would have never. But Lord, we declare victory over them right now. Victory in the name of Jesus. Enemy, you're defeated. Father, we thank you that peace come on that person right now. Ooh. We pray for those that are on live stream that can't be here right now, Father, that you would even go in their home and bring your presence and go in that home and drop on them, Lord God. Bring the fire in their lives, Lord God. Burn up what's not of you and get those things that are of you going at a faster pace. Bring peace into their homes. Bring peace into their marriage. Yeah, I bind off right now the spirit of divorce, the spirit of division, in the name of Jesus. What God has joined together, let no man separate. And I call reconciliation right now. Right now. In Jesus' name. The enemy does not get the victory, Jesus. You do. It's already been won. And we stand here and we use the weapon that we have and say thank you, and we praise you for it, and we give you glory for it. And Lord God, we just worship you. Hallelujah. We just give you all the glory. Nobody in this house gets your glory. Nobody stands in the middle of it and gets anything but you, Jesus. We praise you. Keep going, Jesus. What do you, amen. Like, he's just moving. Don't take these times lightly. Hallelujah. I hear him telling some of you, get out of your own way. Just get out of your own way. I'm moving. I'm working. But you can't see me because you're too much trying to figure it out yourself. Just get out of the way. Move it. Let me come in and do it. Some of us have to do what we've never done before in a battle. And that's rest in the knowledge that he's already given us the victory. And just keep thanking him for it. I knew somebody that, well, we probably are all this somebody, but always try to figure out how to do it ourselves, right? Here, God, take it. Oh, how am I going to do this? Lord, I can do this, and I can do this. And if I do this, and if I do this, then I can make this happen. The Lord said, you don't need to do any of that stuff. You just need to sit down. Quit trying to control every moment of the process. And just let me take over. Trust me. Trust me. I'll do it. He said, I'll do it. As easy as that, I'll do it. If you just trust me. Faith can move mountains. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord, only the Lord, a hand clap of praise. Amen. He deserves it all.
Praise the name of the Lord.
He deserves it all.
Hallelujah. Praise Jesus.
You know, I asked the worship team. I'm not going to tell them your guys' answers. I'll just tell us as a whole. But I asked the worship team before we started, what's in your heart right now? What's in your heart right now? What's in your heart right now? And everything that was in our heart at that moment matched each other's, but also God did in the service today.
Amen.
Did he not?
Praise God. Praise God.
You can't see the fruit of what you said because you people have to live it out, right? What? But they're going to.
Amen.
Huh? I'm not going to.
Hallelujah. Tell you later. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is moving. God is moving. There's people saying, I'm tired. I'm just tired. I'm tired of the same old, same old. I'm tired of being thrown around out there. I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm tired. Yep. Jesus will help you.
Amen.
And I'm getting so sick and tired of reading things that say that you guys are reading on Facebook. Listen, I see it. And then it gets into a Christian's head. And they're like, oh, yeah, I can't just forget my past. It's going to be with me forever. Well, I guess if you talk like that, it's going to be with you forever. Right? The devil is a liar.
Yes,
amen. Listen,
the devil is a liar.
Is it easy to get over your past on your own? No, you'll never do it. On your own, you will never do it. I agree 100% wholeheartedly with that. 100%. But can you do it with the Lord's help?
Yes.
Amen. Living proof. I'm living proof for the mercy of God can do. Yes, we're living proof. All of us, look around. Half of us should probably be in jail. Half of us should probably be dead. Half of us are just a wreck. We should have been just a wreck. But God is good.
Amen.
Amen. And some of us may have been good.
Amen.
You can't get to heaven just being good.
Amen.
Amen. Some of us could, you know, there are some good people out there that truly have good hearts.
Yep.
You can't get to heaven just being good.
Yep.
You need Jesus.
Yep.
I need Jesus to breathe.
Amen.
Somebody say, you need to pray to Jesus about everything. You need, and I, or about something, and I saw, you need Jesus to walk into Walmart. You need Jesus to walk into every place. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
I need Jesus to live in my home.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm just kidding. I love you, babe. Okay, so what do we got going on? We got Move Up Sunday.
Oh.
Next Sunday.
Yeah, next Sunday's Move Up Sunday.
And Donut Sunday.
And Donut Sunday
for the kids.
Wow. Amen.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
And what else do we got? The first Saturday of the month is our women's Bible study / breakfast.
Woo.
I'm going to go ahead and take, amen. Woo. I'm going to go ahead and take this breakfast again. And then once I see the breakfast, we'll assign out the coming ones. And I know we've got, Jeannie's going to be doing our Bible study this coming Bible study, next Sunday. I'm lost on my weeks right now. I'm just lost in the presence of the Lord. This coming Saturday it is. We just talked about it earlier, didn't we? So Jeannie will be doing that one, and then we'll have two Ambers that are going back to back. So it'll be Amber, you, and then Amber, her. And she's not sitting there right now. So, and then we'll keep moving from there, but we'll have a schedule of that. Amen.
Amen.
I'm excited. I'm just excited. The last one we had was amazing. Marie did an amazing job. And so I'm excited for this next one as well.
Yeah. Amen.
Men, you nothing yet?
Uh-oh. Whoa.
I'm just asking.
All right. That's men will have an announcement here soon.
Look. They, huh? We own it, women. We own it. Maybe we need it more, women. We need it more.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
I know I do. Okay, so what else do we have? We've got VBS coming up.
VBS is
July,
coming up.
Or, yes, July 24th.
Yep.
And Linda's due July 25th. Right? So we'll pray for helpers. If you had not said you wanted to help yet, please help Jared.
Yes.
He's going to need it. I believe that woman's going to have that baby that week, and he's going to be out. I believe it. So they're on vacation right now, as I'm sure some others are as well. So we pray for their safety and just peace. Let them have a great time. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And then we've got Pump July 21st. Any questions on that? See Philip. And I think that's all the announcements that I have. Yes.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. The only other thing I will say here real quick is that today is Memorial Day. Or tomorrow will be, right? But we're going to take a few minutes just to talk about the fact that Memorial Day is the day that we take to remember all the fallen warriors and everybody who did what it took for us to have this nation and to have the freedoms that we have. And so we just always want to keep that in remembrance that anytime you have freedom and anytime you have something of value, it takes a price to have given it to us. Amen? And so we just want to be especially thankful for what we have been as a nation and what it took for our people to lay down their life for us to be able to have the people, the nation that we've had and the lives that we've been able to live So we just want to take a few minutes to commemorate that and be very thankful for that.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Give the Lord. For sure. And we do, just real quick, we do have the Women's Craft Day on June 25th.
Oh, Women's Craft Day on June 25th?
Yep. And if you are interested in it and you've not signed up yet, there's a sign-up sheet on the table. You are welcome to come join us. If you've got other people that don't attend here, but they're your friends and they love that kind of stuff, bring them out. Amen? Let them know about it. Bring them out. We'd love to have them. There's also a sign-up sheet if you'd like to help with breakfasts. I think this next week will be the last week that that's out. So if you want to help with breakfasts on the women's breakfast, then sign that sheet. Thank you.
Amen. All right. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and let the children go to children's church. Hallelujah. They're going to have a good time today. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then this morning, we're just going to talk for a few minutes about worship concerning our offering, because one of the biggest ways you can demonstrate worship towards God is in your offering and giving, because when you demonstrate like that, you're showing the true trust that you have in God to take care of you. Amen? And what we want to do is make sure that our true trust is in the Lord. Amen? We want to make sure that He knows that we give our tithe and offering because we believe in Him as Lord and Savior, and we believe in Him as our true provider, and not just the jobs and the things that we work and do in this life. We believe that God is the source of our provision. So we worship Him in this way, and we want to make sure that we continue to give God our glory and to let Him know that He's first in our life through this method of just faith being released. And the Lord says that what He's going to do is He's going to prove you now herewith. He says, I will prove to you who I am, and that He is the rebuker of the devourer, and He minimizes what the devil can do in our lives. And He's also a protector of us. Says that He'll protect our seed. Amen? And He's the one that opens the windows of heaven and pours you out favor and pours you out blessings that there's not room enough to contain. Amen? So I'm just going to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just exalt You this morning. Lord, we just give You that place of being first in our life, God. We give You that place of being a part of every part of us, God. We want You in our finances. We want You in our relationships. We want You in our health. We want You in our life in every aspect, God. And Father, we just thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your tithes and offerings to the front.
Before we get going, we do have a board out there for VBS. It's like a donations thing, so you can go out there and take a look at it. And typically, if you have any questions, you could ask Pastor Jared, but he's not here today, so you can ask Candy. Candy, raise your hand. And there you go.
Okay, very
Candy's
good.
Candy's over here.
Yeah, very good. Hallelujah. All right, very good. Well, today, we're just going to continue to talk about hearing the Lord. Amen? Hearing God. And I just want to ask some simple questions out here. Does God talk to me? And is God interested in my everyday life? And you know, I want you to know something, that the Lord is very much interested in your everyday life. Just like we had Miss Stacy give a beautiful testimony of what God had done, the very fact that God asked her to buy chocolates, and it's such a simple thing. But it is an important thing that when we hear God speak to us, we got to know that the things He asks us to do can make a difference in someone's life. Amen? I remember one time that Regina and I, this was years ago, but we were really getting into this faith thing and doing things. And the Lord told us to go to the store, and I felt really seriously like the Lord wanted us to buy someone else's food while we were there. And sure enough, there was a couple there that was from the church that we knew but didn't know deeply, but we saw them, and immediately the Lord said, that's the assignment right there. And so we did our shopping, and then we bought their food for them. And you know what they told us? They said, you know, we were praying because we had no food. And the Lord told us to just come to this store and to just start shopping by faith, and that provision would be made for them. So I want you to know that hearing God is something that's very important for us to get a part of us into as individuals, because there are times where your hearing God is going to impact you and others, okay? It's going to impact your life and others because you hear God. And when you hear God, then you can take things to other people and they can hear God. I want you to know that, you know, is it difficult to hear God? No. It should become a thing that you can hear what God has to say to you. And there are some things that might take more time for you to get an answer from God on, but there are things that you should be able to know, a reverencing awareness of what God wants you to do, and have a God conscious about yourself so that God can be with you in everything that he does. I want you to know that God is speaking to us at all the times, okay? That he speaks to us like a loving father. And that God is moving and involved in your life more than you can imagine. Sometimes we might not even realize how deeply God is involved in our life, but he's involved in our life. Amen? I want you to know that the Bible says in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. I just want you to know that we have guarantees in the Bible that God will speak to us. Amen? And we have these guarantees so that the enemy can never lie to you and make you feel like God won't speak to you. Because one thing that you have got to understand is the enemy's always going to try to undervalue you and take your identity and steal from you. And God is always going to be there encouraging you. And so he says, I stand at the door and knock. So that lets you know that God not only wants to speak to you, but he wants to be involved in every aspect of your life. He wants to know that you and him do not have to have secret areas that you don't share on, and that you have to have places in your life where God doesn't want to be involved. That's simply not true. He wants to be involved in every part of your life. He's a relationship God. I think it's so funny because in a way, God gave us voices even in our bodies and stuff when we were first getting even when we were first born, there's voices that speak to us, right? All of a sudden, our body lets us know, I'm hungry. And before you know it, those are words that we're communicating. First to mom, Mom, I'm hungry. And then also, you know, hey, I got to go to the bathroom. Uh-oh. But there are words that God has given us and voices that speak to us. So we are designed in his image, and that means that we are designed to hear God's voice, amen? It's a part of our destiny to be able to hear him and to know what he has to speak to us. I want to remind you again, well, we'll read it here. I'm going to read in the book of John just for a minute, chapter 10, verse 27 through 30. It says, my sheep hear my voice and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Is that not a powerful statement right there? My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. I want you to know that you are meant to hear God's voice. You are designed to hear God's voice, and you do hear God's voice. The Lord is speaking here. You're going to hear the Lord's voice, and you're going to know him. Amen? Amen? And not only that, he says that you are giving eternal life. That means that once you get saved, you have an authority, an eternity that is going to last through this life into going to heaven. Amen? That's a powerful statement. And then the Lord says that no man can pluck them out of my hand. I think it's powerful, because what that means is that if you don't let go of your relationship with God, you'll never lose your relationship with God. Amen? If you don't let go, you can never be taken away. Amen? If you don't give up, you'll always stay holding on to what God has for you and eternal life and the things that are good and great that God wants us to experience. You know, in order to know the voice of the Lord, it's going to take you some time of study and some time of practicing. And listen, you might think you heard God the first time, and you might miss it. Well, go back after it. Amen? There's other things in life we do where we make mistakes, and what do? We get back up, and we try it again, and we go after it again. Amen? And so I want you to make sure that you're allowing God to be in that position where you will trust him to know that you can hear him speaking. And here in a little bit, I'm going to give you, we're going to go through about four or five things that we should be doing and that we can do in order to make sure that we are hearing God's voice when he speaks to us. Amen? Because we want you to learn to hear the voice of God, and we want you to mature in hearing the voice of God. When we get mature in hearing the voice of God, then we'll move into having experiences that help transform our life. Amen? And so the Bible says right here in the book of Psalms, chapter 44, and I'm going to read in verse 4, it says, "Thou art my king, O God, command deliverances for Jacob. Through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them out under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies and hast put them to shame that hated us. In God we boast all day long and praise thy name forever." In this, what I hear the Lord telling us is that quit trusting in ourselves. And one of the most important things that we're going to have to do is learn how to wait on the Lord. Amen? We're going to have to learn how to wait on the Lord, and we're going to have to learn how to hear his way of doing things. You know, one of the worst things we try to do is we want to figure everything out on our own. Hallelujah. Miss Regina stole a few words of mine during the worship session this morning, because what she said is that here we are saying that we're going to follow God, but the minute we pray about something and give it to him, then we try to figure out all the things we can do in our own power to have the strength to make resolve the issue. And sometimes we have to just get to that point where we wait upon God and hear an answer from him, and then we'll know how to resolve the issue. And I want us to know that God is always looking for us to lean on him and to wait upon him so that we can hear his voice. You know, the Bible says, "Wait upon the Lord and he will renew our strength." How does he renew our strength? Because he speaks. And once he speaks, we take steps of faith and take action steps of faith towards God. And when we take those action steps of faith, then strength will come upon us, the presence will come upon us, and the anointing will come upon us. Amen? And so we want to make sure that we're allowing God to move in our life in this manner, and that we are just waiting upon him and making sure that when we wait upon God to hear his word and to direct us, life is going to be of great value and worth, and things are going to work out easier and better for us when we wait upon the Lord. Amen? You know, the other thing that we need to do is we need to meditate. What does it mean to meditate? It means to think something over and keep going over something. It means to take the time to break something down and think on something for a while. Amen? And this meditation should be on scripture and on the things that God has spoken to us. Amen? We should meditate on his word day and night. And the Bible says that we should follow his word, and then we will have good success. According to Joshua chapter 1, God will give us good success when we meditate on his word and we start living by his word. Amen? So one of the most important things in hearing God's voice is making sure that we are living for God. Amen? And make sure that we have put his word above every other thing we could hear. Amen? Yes. That means that as important as Pastor Regina's life as my wife, as important as her voice is in my life, God's voice has to be more important. It means that as important as our parents' voice has been in our life, God's voice must be more important in my life. Amen? You know, for a lady out there, as important as your husband's voice is in your life, God's voice has got to be more important than any other voice that can speak to you. Amen? We have friends and we have people that are going to be a part of our life, and those are good things. They're precious treasures, and we should have them. But there should be guidelines around our life that God has given us that nobody can have us move on except for God. Amen? And those are the things that become very good and very positive, because those are the things that build a foundation for us to live in and a foundation for us to have our life settled into God. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay, we're going to go to the book of Psalms, chapter 46. And I'm going to read to you some scripture here. In Psalms chapter 46, verse 8, it says, "Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease into the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear asunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth." And this is a continuation of what I've been telling you. Come and behold the works. Be still and know. You know, stop your activity. Stop your mind from running wild. Be quiet. Stop trying to figure it all out on your own power. Stop trying to do it your own way and let the Lord set the order of your steps. You know, God has the map for your life. Amen? Huh. You know, sometimes it's really hard for us to be still and remember that God has the map for our life. And that God is constantly helping us because he knows where he wants us to come. Remember, he's the one that wrote in the book of Jeremiah 29, "I know my thoughts towards you. Good thoughts to bring you to an expected end that's good and not of evil." Amen? So God knows his thoughts towards us, and he knows what he wants to do on our behalf, and he knows what he wants to do in helping us live this thing called life. Amen? And so we want to make sure that we wait upon the Lord and that we meditate upon the Lord. And another thing that we want to do, and it's found in 2 Timothy 2:15, is that we want to make sure that we study to show ourselves approved. Amen? It says, "A workman that rightly divideth the word of truth." Amen? And why do we want to study to show ourselves approved? Because the word of God has to be number one in our life. Amen? The word of God has to mean more than us, than anything that we hear on the news channel or anything else. Amen? And we have to be really careful today because there's so much progressive thinking and so many things that people are making up in their own mind without any reference to the Bible. You know, I want you to know that when we make up things, we can't make them up under our own strength. Our decisions are made with the guideline of God ahead of our life. Amen? And what we follow is the guideline of God about our life. Amen? I tell you what, our identities are in God. Amen? He's the one who designed us and made us who we are. Amen? And so we know what our identity is because God has given us those identities. Amen? We know what we should be believing in because God has given us those things to believe in. Amen? So many times we see agendas today of stuff that is just completely away from the Word of God, and we do not want to follow those things, and we do not want those things to change us or shape us, because we have got to be shaped by the Word of God. Amen? And we've got to be shaped by the love that God says is proper love. Amen? We have a love for humanity. Amen? We have a love for our fellow brothers and sisters in the Lord. Amen? We have a love for people, and because we have that love, we make sure that we follow the Bible, amen? Because what God says is right for life, not what everybody else says, amen? because God's way is right for all of humanity. You know, it's interesting because God didn't exclude anybody when he wrote the Word of God. Everybody has different issues, amen? Everybody has different challenges, amen? But every challenge, if they would line up with the Word of God, could be resolved and could come to normality, so to speak, amen? And so we want to make sure that we understand that God's Word is the final word, amen? And God's Word is true over every aspect of our life, amen? So we study to make ourselves, to show ourselves approved, a workman that's rightly dividing the word of truth. That means that there's a way that you can read the Bible that is right for your life and that will help you follow God and help you figure things out. But guess what it means? It means that you have to like the word of God even when it's unlikable. Hallelujah. We might be right in the middle of a relationship that we're having and we're treating it like a marriage even though we're not married. That has to be fixed. Even though we might feel comfortable in it. Even though we might feel like we're enjoying ourselves. Amen? We might have a wild side to ourselves where we're out running about on Fridays and Saturday nights getting into all kinds of trouble, drinking, doing whatever we want to do and however we want to do it. I want you to know something, that when we study the Word of God, that'll prove out to us that that is not the way God wants us to do something. Amen? And so for us, even though we've studied that out, we have to make sure that we're willing to stop and change those areas. Amen? We have to make sure that we're willing to make the adjustments. And this is one that I know we have to make an adjustment on sometimes. Not all of us, because some of us don't even have this. But what about anger? Oh, my goodness. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But the Bible says that we cannot get caught up in anger, okay? And that it becomes a device that the devil can use to fight against us. So we have to learn how to be angry and sin not. That's what the Bible says. In other words, I have to be angry and keep my mouth in check. Uh-oh. I can't go say profanity or negative things just because I'm angry. Amen? I have to keep my mouth in check. Amen? And I have to make sure that when I'm angry, there's just certain things that I cannot just go off the beaten path on. Amen? I can't, once I'm angry and I'm saved, I can't go just beat somebody up because they made me mad. Amen? I cannot go off and resolve my issues that way. In fact, I can be so angry that I might even have an enemy. And guess what? I'm no longer allowed to be hateful or mean towards that enemy. Guess what? I have to pray for him and love on him. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So therefore, we have got to learn how and understand how God wants us to do things his way. And how God wants us to resolve issues. Amen? And his way of resolve is always better than our way of resolve. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I want you to know that there's something else that I think is an important part of us learning how to follow God and have a faith with God. And so this one is going to touch our flesh pretty deeply. I'm sorry. And we're going to go to the book of Acts here. Acts chapter 13. And you're going to say, where did that come from? Well, it came from the Bible. And we're going to look because there's some prophets and some apostles that are gathered and some teachers that are gathered. And together, and they are praying and seeking God. And we're going to see what it says here in verse Acts chapter 13, verse 2. It says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Paul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. Wow. When they had ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Paul and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." Oh my goodness. I want to talk to you just for a minute about a beautiful topic named fasting. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, this is a good subject for us to study out. Amen. And we don't like to hear about it. And some of you might not even know, but what it means to fast is that you actually give up food for a period of time to seek God. Uh-oh. And, you know, you can start out with a half a day fast and go a half a day and say, "I'm going to give up food. I'm going to give up food for breakfast and lunch." Or, "I'm going to give up food through lunch," or something like that. But eventually, you're going to give to the point where you can fast a day or two or even three seeking the Lord. Amen? And what happens is that when we fast, somehow this supernatural gift that God has given us, see, Mark chapter 9, verse 29 says that this kind, that the disciples were trying to deal with the devil in Mark chapter 9, and it had too much power for them. They couldn't handle it until Jesus came. And Jesus dealt with it like it was easy for him. And the disciples later asked him, said, "Lord, why could we not handle this?" And he said, "Because this kind cometh not out but by prayer and fasting." So what I want you to know is that fasting is something added to your life that is given to you supernaturally by the Lord to help you be empowered to hear spiritually. And what it means is that when you fast, you actually quiet your body down. When you fast, you actually make the natural senses kind of get quiet and your spiritual senses are elevated and you can hear God. Amen? And so these guys were ministering and fasting because they needed a clear direction from the Lord. And what's interesting is that when they fasted and prayed before God, it says that their prayers were answered so much so that they heard who to send and where they should go. Amen? And so I want you to know that sometimes fasting is a way that you can get an extra clarity and answers from God. So there may be things in your life that come along and you can fast over those issues and over those subjects and just let God speak to you about them. Amen? You might have a situation going on with one of your children and you might just want to fast about it because they might be old enough to live their own life right now. But you can fast and pray and hear what God would have you speak and say about that subject, amen, and how to handle that subject. Some of you have big decisions that you're wanting to make and you're trying to get a direction from God and you've done everything else you know to do. Maybe there's a time where you can take and fast for a couple days to have the Lord give you clarity and hear what to speak on that subject. So we've talked about a few things here. We've talked about waiting upon the Lord, meditating, and studying, and now we're talking about fasting, because fasting is a way that you get to hear God and you get to have a relationship with God that proves to you that your flesh is truly put under, amen? You know, your flesh is truly weaker than your spirit, amen? Because when you're fasting, it sounds scary, but once you do it a few times, the Lord actually strengthens you, and before you know it, you'll realize that you get strength from God and you're not overtaken by your appetite. Amen? And this is the subject that I'm going to tell you. If you try to fast for the first time, don't get weary if you fail. Amen? You might want to just fast until supper time, and before you know it, you can't even make it till lunch before you're chowing down. Amen? That can happen to you. But don't give up. Do it again. Set another target and go for it. Amen? And let the Lord help you, okay? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, there's one more thing I want to talk to you about here for just a few minutes, and that is praise God. Amen? The fifth thing that you can do if you're wanting to hear God is set yourself some time for praise and worship of the Lord. Amen? Amen? Amen. If it works in church, it'll work at home. Amen. You know, sometimes we come in here and worship is just so liberating and freedom setting for us. Amen. Well, I want you to know something. Set yourself worship and praise at home, even on your ride to work. You know, put in your worship music and just take that time to meditate and let God speak to you. Amen. But also be willing to worship at home. Amen. You might need to just set yourself some time for praise and worship and meditating at your house where you are letting worship music be in your home and you're just worshiping God. Because when you worship, I'm telling you, all the enemies will flee. Worship is a part of resisting the devil. Amen. And when we resist the enemy, he flees from us. Amen. And so set yourself some time for worship and for praise and letting God come into your life in this capacity, because as you do, God will come through. Amen? Amen? As you do, God will speak. And as you do, God will do his part to bring you to where you need to be. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you for your goodness, Father. Lord, I thank you for your presence, and I thank you for your willingness to hear us, God. Lord, I pray that every person here today, that our ears are just open brand new, God. Our ears are open brand new to just hear you and hear your voice, Father. And Lord, I thank you that you're with us on the journey every day of this thing called life, and that, God, you never give up and you never walk away from us, Father. But you keep your heart open so that we can hear and so that we can move with you, Father God. And Lord, I just thank you that when you speak, we can hear, God. It's inherent. It's a part of our nature, Father God. Even the Lord said that my sheep shall know my voice. And God, it's an inherited part of our nature as believers to be able to hear your voice, God, and that you do speak to us because you love us, God. And you'll speak to us on small things and great things, and you'll help us in them all, God. And Father, I just declare your glory, and I just declare your blessing upon your people today, and I just thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we put Carrie before you, God, and we just continue to pray for her, Father. Lord, during this time, we pray for her and the families involved, Father God. And Lord, we just pray for strength and grace and your goodness to be upon them, Father God. And Lord, we just give you the blessing and your prayers and your goodness over her in Jesus' name. And Father, we put Jonah before you, God. And we pray because he's having some stomach issues and some things like that, Father. And Lord, right now, you are just touching him, God. We loose the working of miracles and we loose healing to go into him, Father. And Lord, we thank you that you're going to cause his system to be corrected, Father. And we thank you for it. And we give you the glory and the praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who? Oh, Mimi says to pray for strength for her. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just put Mimi before you, Father. And Lord, we pray for strength in her body, Father God. Lord, we pray that you would touch her, that she'd be able to walk and move and do all those things that you need her to do, God. Father, we pray for the healing to be released into her right now. We loose the working of miracles and we loose the gifts of healing to flow into her body, Father, and to bring healing and the ability to move, God. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I tell you what, I'm very thankful to have you here today. Hallelujah. I'm thankful that you came. And I want you to have a great holiday weekend. And I'll be up here to pray for you and anybody that needs prayer, okay? Amen. God bless you. Have a blessed day.